Hi, Amogha AK here. Now I'll be discussing chapter 5. The name of the chapter 5 is Electromagnetic Induction. Moving on to the brief review, Faraday's law is a basic law of electromagnetism that predicts how a magnetic field interacts with an electric circuit to produce EMF, that is electromotive force, a phenomenon where it is known as the electromagnetic induction. Here the concept of induction is discussed. Moving on to the historical, Michael Faraday was an English scientist who has contributed greatly in the study of electromagnetism as well as the electrochemistry. His main discoveries include the principles underlining the electromagnetic induction, diamagnetism, and electrolysis. So now, next is the main topic, that is Faraday's laws of electromagnetic induction. So Faraday's first law of electromagnetic induction states that when a conductor is placed in a varying magnetic field, an electromotive force is induced. So when an electromotive force is induced, if a conductor circuit is closed, a current is induced, which is known as the induced current. Faraday's second law of electromagnetic induction. It states that the induced EMF in a coil is equal to the rate of change of flux linkage. Here, the EMF induced in a circuit is directly proportional to the time rate of change of flux enclosed by the circuit and is directly proportional to n number of turns of a circuit. The negative sign shows the direction of induced EMF and change in direction of magnetic fields have a positive sign. So it's expressed as E is equal to minus of n d phi by dt. In volts, where E is electromotive force, N is number of turns, and phi is magnetic flux. So next is self-inductance. It basically refers to the induction of an electromotive force in a circuit when the current in that circuit is varied. EMF of self-inductance is mathematically expressed as E is equal to LdI by dt. Next is Lenz's law. It states that the induced electromotive force having different polarities induces the current whose magnetic field opposes the change in a magnetic flux through the loop in order to ensure that original flux is maintained through the loop and the current flows in it. It is expressed by E is equal to minus N delta phi by delta T, where E is EMF induced voltage, N is number of loop, delta phi is change in magnetic flux, delta t is change in time. So next is Fleming's left hand rule. It states that when the current carrying conductor is placed in an external magnetic field, the conductor experiences a force perpendicular to both the field and to the direction of the current flow. So here the forefinger indicates the direction of the magnetic flux, the middle finger indicates the direction of the current, and the thumb represents the direction of the motion. It is used for electric motors. It finds the direction of motion in an electric motor. Next is Fleming's right hand rule. If a moving conductor is brought under a magnetic field, electric current will be induced in that conductor. The direction of the induced current is found by using Fleming's right-hand rule. The thumb indicates the direction of motion, the forefinger indicates the direction of magnetic field, and the middle finger represents the direction of induced current. It is used for electric generators. It finds the direction of induced current when a conductor moves in a electric field. Sorry, it's magnetic field. Now moving on to mutual inductance. It's the interaction of one coil's magnetic field on another coil as it induces a voltage in the adjacent coil. The EMF induces in an adjacent coil present within the same magnetic field. EMF is said to be induced magnetically, inductively, or by mutual induction, represented by symbol M. Then, when two or more coils are magnetically linked together by common magnetic flux, they are said to have the property of mutual inductance. It's the basic operating principle of transformers, motors, generators, and any other electrical equipment or component that interacts with another magnetic field. Mutual inductance in a coils can be increased by positioning on a common soft iron core or by increasing the number of turns of either coil as found in the transformer. When the coils are wound on one top of another over a common soft iron core unity coupling that exists between them as losses due to the flux linkage will be extremely small. By assuming the perfect flux linkage between two coils, the mutual inductance that exists between them can be given as M is equal to mu naught mu r N1 N2 A whole divided by L, wherein mu naught represents the permeability of free space, that is given by 4 pi into 10 raised to 7. Mu r is relative permeability of the soft iron core, N is number of coil turns, A is cross-sectional area in meter square and in square meter, and L is the coil length in meters. Moving on to the coupling coefficient, the inductive coupling that exists between the two coils is expressed in a fractional number between 0 and 1, where 0 indicates no inductive coupling, 1 indicates full or maximum inductive coupling. If K is equal to 1, the two coils are perfectly coupled. If K is greater than 0.5, then two coils are tightly coupled. And if K is lesser than 0.5, then the two coils are said to be loosely coupled. Moving on to the induced EMF. So induced EMF is basically an electromotive force that is induced when the flux linking with conductor or coil changes. This change in flux can be obtained in two different ways, that is by statically or by dynamically induced EMF. First one is statically induced EMF. Here the EMF is generated by keeping the coil as well as the magnetic field system stationary at the same time. This means that the change in flux linkage of coil takes place without moving the conductor or coil or the field system. This change in flux produced by field system linking coil is obtained by changing the electric current in the field system. This is further divided as self-induced electromotive force and mutually induced electromotive force. So in this self-induced electromotive force, this basically refers to the EMF induced in a coil due to change in flux produced by it linking with its own turns. Mutually induced EMF, that's electromotive force, refers to the EMF induced in the coil due to change in flux produced by another coil linking with it. Moving on to next second one is dynamically induced EMF. Here, the magnetic field system is kept stationary and the conductor is moving, or the magnetic field system is moving and the conductor is kept stationary. Thus by either of two processes, the conductor cuts across the magnetic field, and by this EMF is induced in the coil. This phenomena takes place in electric generators, where the back EMF of motors, as well as also in the transformers. So by this, we are ending this chapter. The exercise questions for chapter 5, that is electromagnetic induction, are: first question, what are Faraday's law of electromagnetic induction? Second, define Lenz's law. What is Fleming's right hand rule? What do you mean by mutual inductance? What do you mean by dynamically induced EMF? So these were the questions. for the chapter 5, that is electromagnetic induction.